Proclamation number 5996 of 8th of July, 1954. Loosening the bond with God. Danger. You can easily get caught in Satan's nets if you loosen your bond with me, if you go towards what he lures you with. If you let yourselves be captured by the world. For the world is his kingdom. The world is the net into which he wants to entangle you. The world is the shackle he wraps around you as soon as you isolate yourselves from me, and thus he has free play with you. You must always bear in mind that there are only two kingdoms. Mine and my adversaries. That you can therefore only dwell in one if you leave the other. To dwell in my kingdom means complete renunciation of the world, of the kingdom of the one who is my adversary. And likewise you will only be able to abide in his kingdom if you have separated yourselves from my kingdom. Always bear in mind that you cannot serve both lords, and that therefore a decision has to be made on your part as to which lord you will give yourselves to. Satan will tempt you as long as you stay on earth, for he will not give up hope of winning you back even if you have already decided in favor of me. And he truly finds the most hidden means. He deceives you, who want to remain faithful to me, by appearing under a mask and trying to mislead you. But you can protect yourselves at all times if you maintain the connection with me, if you always let me be your beginning and your end. If you start and end everything with me. If you let me be present in you through heartfelt prayer and activity in love, then every attempt by him will be in vain. You will be able to resist every temptation, for then you will receive strength from me, and he will only rarely be able to approach you, since my closeness will keep him back, and he will only wait for an opportunity where your thoughts will stray from me and still apply to the world. Therefore, first try to overcome the world so that he will not find any opportunity to approach you. And if you stand in the midst of the world and have to pay tribute to it, always remember me. Only ever stay together with me in the world, and then the world will no longer be my adversary's kingdom for you, for everywhere I can dwell through your will is my kingdom, and there I protect you from all attacks of the enemy. But be vigilant. Always erect a wall around you which he cannot climb over. The wall of a strong faith that I guide you. And always hold against him the most effective weapon. Love. Against which he is truly completely powerless. Then you will also travel your earthly path of life in the midst of the world unharmed by him, for then you will go with me directly on the path into your Father's house. Amen.